From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, my friends, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., returning live from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, going out on the AM and FM dial right here in Austin on 1260 AM. The Internet, again, at Infowars.com. And, Ned, global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320, at night at 5.085 and 6890. And we're joined by Professor of Aeronautics, former Air Force officer, again, UT professor, best-selling author, the list goes on and on. My good friend, the man that married me up with my wife, Tex Mars, and of course, supporting him and doing a great job as well, his wife, Wanda Mars. And Tex, you had the most incredible, dynamic, and frankly frightening speech, an hour and a half long presentation. I think we need to condense it today, at the Preparedness Expo about nanotechnology, about the World Cup conspiracy. I want to cover the nanotech probably first. And also how your book, Circle of Intrigue, you've had a lot of bestsellers here in this country, but is a bestseller in Turkey right now and why that's so important. Tex, thank you for joining us on this Friday edition.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's great to be with you. And listen, it was a pleasure to officiate at the ceremony. And Violet is a precious lady, and I'm just so proud for her and you. And it was just a wonderful wedding. I want to tell you, you know, folks out there, they don't always get personal tidbits, but your mom and dad were just tremendous, too. I just really enjoyed meeting your father. I could tell he was a man of integrity and honesty, a good Christian man. I could see where you got a lot of your qualities from your dad as well as your mom. So just appreciated having y'all at that wedding. You know, Alex, what we're talking about here is something I've coined a term for it, because it covers so many different aspects. I call it the World Cup Conspiracy. A little strange name. I know we'll get into that in a little while. The World Cup Conspiracy. And at first glance, I'll tell you, when I began to discover this, and I want to say that I got so much help from people, one lady in particular who doesn't want to really be named, I'll just call her Lady J, who's given me a lot of information over the months. So I want to give credit, and there have been many other people who are setting the pace and exposing various aspects of this, and perhaps, you know, God has given me the ability to organize and put it together to understand it better, but there are other people who deserve much more credit than me. But at first glance, it is so absurd. It is outlandish. It seems to be an impossibility, but it is a global psychoelectronic a control system that is of such magnitude. Honestly, it's taken all of the decades and decades of high technology, everything that we've got, and many, many hundreds of billions of dollars spent, no doubt, in various Star Wars type programs to put this together, but I'm convinced they are now on the very, actually, to be very honest with you, they're ready to turn on the switch, you might say, on this system, the World
Cup.
They've
been beta testing it in locales, and again, I just want to remind folks that Tex has written some of the preeminent works on robotics, military textbooks, you name it, and that's why it was so stunning to see you, Tex, come out with something like this. But at the same time, it's otherworldly and bizarre to see Andy Rooney saying we should take implantable microchips. Never thought I'd see that.
That's right. They're really promoting that now, of course. We find out that something much more powerful, more, let's just say, agile and useful to the conspiracy than the microchips, but containing microchips, this is going to sound incredible to your folks out there, but they will hear about this much more. Actually, is the insertion of microelectronic robots into the human stream with various media such as vaccines.
Nanotechnology, and well, I want you to go through your friend who works for the company 15, 16 years ago mentioning this, and it's an incredible speech. Tex, we'll hear it when we get back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back. We are again joined by Professor of Aeronautics, former Air Force officer, again, professor at the University of Texas. He has written military textbooks, the first in-depth encyclopedia of robots. And, of course, he has a ministry that has probably done more than any single freedom-oriented preacher out there, Power of Prophecy. And we're going to also tell you about some of the great publications and information he's put out, Tex Mars. And Tex, continuing, you integrate this discussion of nanotech, microchips, robotics, ultra-low frequency control systems, 2977, the bill that just came out that says mind control, chemtrails, earthquakes, seismic weapons. They have all of this. They're now admitting it on the Weather Channel and the rest of it, really rolling it out. Manny Rooney saying microchips are needed or you're for Al-Qaeda. The Digital Angel approved. The Verichip approved for implantation. It all integrates together. Please give us that incredible presentation you covered. And you know, again, take your time there in Dallas at the Preparedness Expo.
Well, you know, you mentioned my friend about 17 years ago. It's been approximately before we began the work we're doing now. I was writing books on high technology. A couple of the books I was working on, I'd consulted with a robotics expert, one of the top engineers in the nation, who had written a number of books of his own. They're sort of technical books about robots and robotics. My book were more for the popular market, and both of us had books selected by the electronic and computer book clubs, and I had a book called The Personal Robot Book, and I had another book called Robotica that I had written. And I called this friend, and we were chatting about, you know, common concerns and things, and he told me unexpectedly that he would not be writing books anymore. He had been employed by a group out of Virginia and was going to be working on a very special project that he could not tell me about. Well, I couldn't think of anything in the field of robotics that, you know, you couldn't talk about. So I began to probe my friend. You know how I am, Alex. I have an inquiring mind. And I began to probe him a little bit. I didn't think there was anything, I mean, you know, conspiratorial about what he was doing. I was just very curious. And he said, well, I really can't tell you. He says, well, what's the name of the company? He says, well, that's it. He says, let's just call it the company. Well, you and I know, you know, at the time, it didn't hit me, but that's what CIA agents call their own agency, the company. I said, okay, the company. And, of course, it didn't even hit me that it was out of Virginia, which there we have the CIA headquarters. And I said, well, what are you going to be doing working for the company? He said, well, I shouldn't tell you this, but I'll go ahead and just give you a few of the bits of information about it. He said, I'm going to be working on robots. I said, yeah. He said, Tex, he said, what would you say if I told you that it's possible to create robots so tiny, so small, they're the size of a bacteria, so tiny that hundreds of them can be released into the human bloodstream, can be injected through immunization or other means into the human bloodstream, and then with remote computers they go about doing various tasks and jobs within the human body. And, I sort of laughed at him, and I said, you're going to be making miniature robots. And I said, well, I remember the movie Fantastic Voyage, you know, where they shrunk these doctors in their spacecraft or whatever it was, and then it traveled around the human body. But I just sort of laughed, and he said, well, I can't tell you anymore. I've already told you too much, but I'm going to be working on robots that are that small. Well, I said, well, how could you make them? They couldn't be made out of metal. And I was thinking of big, clunky robots, Alex, you know, like in the movies, right? Like the kind that I was writing about. Even the robots, you know, in automotive factories and such, he's talking about something so tiny you can't see it with the human eye. And I said, well, tell me a little bit more about that. No, he says, no, I've already told you too much. I can't tell you anymore. But I'm going to be pretty well incommunicado, and I'm
and
not going to be...
you said this is one of the top 10 preeminent experts on robotics on the planet.
Absolutely. He's a man that I call for advice, you know. I wanted to know more about the future of robotics for my books, and I would call him. And he knew about robotic controls. In other words, how to control robots and make them do things. And that was what his specialty was. So he was evidently linking up with someone else at the company to make these miniature robots. Now, it wasn't until about 5 years ago I began to read about something called nanotechnology that it suddenly struck me what he was talking about. And then not too long ago, in fact, I have the magazine right in front of me. Time magazine had a tremendous article, June 19, 2000, The Future of Technology. The whole, you know, feature magazine was talking about this. And it talked about nanotechnology and nanorobots. And let me just say, Alex, that people are going to say, where are you taking this? Well, now, Popular Science Magazine, July 2000, beginning with page 63, you can get this at any of the newsstands, had a big issue talking about nanorobots. Now, they put a favorable smear on it. They call them incredible shrinking doctors. Can I read you just what they said in that magazine, just a sentence or two?
Tex, you've got the floor.
Okay, they said, this is from Popular Science. Now, they said, nanorobots will be mass-produced in such minuscule size, far less than the diameter of a human hair, they will travel through blood capillaries without being rejected by the body's immune systems. Dr. Carlos Montemagno, research professor of biological engineering at prestigious Cornell University, says the robots, the nanorobots that is, will be, quote, smaller than bacteria. Now, what purpose will they have to insert robots into your body? They say they can go into your body and they can do things. For example, they can cut out plaque from arteries. They can go repair heart tissue. They can go to your brain and knock out obstructions to your brain, perhaps blood clots. So, you see, they appear to be doing things that are good. On the other hand...
Well, it's like the vaccines. You talked about that. Certainly, polio's a ravage. Vaccines, if they were being used for good and weren't having cancer viruses and female hormones to sterilize women, which they've been caught doing, added to them. But it's who runs the World Health Organization? Who are these people giving this to us? The problem is how it can be used.
That's exactly right. Now, they could, however, be used to be literally flesh-crunching mini robots that could, let's just say that, you know, somebody somewhere said, we want to get rid of Alex Jones. And you've already been immunized for smallpox, because after all, we all want to get immunized for smallpox because the terrorist problem. And you do not know
it. I got back on Monday, there was a report, the feds want to take over all vaccine manufacturing.
Well, you're absolutely right. And
that was Associated Press. They want to take over the entire industry and manufacture it at government plants.
And now we have these vaccines, which can do a lot of good, but what if these nanorobots that, remember, my friend began to work for this secret organization 17 years ago. Now, evidently, he was working with biological engineers, so we have robots made out of fleshly materials that literally can be body wreckers. They can go into your brain, tear up your neurons in your brain. They can wreck your heart. They can wreck your... And nobody will even know why you've died. Because, and listen, all of this can be done by somebody, say, in Langley, Virginia, or Washington, D.C., and you're here in Austin, Texas. Now, how do they do that? Well, they have to have the ability to contact and direct each of these nanorobots, and there will be trillions of them, and every human being throughout the world, and they have to be able to direct their activities. Now, what you need then are ELF waves. You need systems set up.
Now, you worked in the Air Force, though you can't talk about it, you said, because of national security agreements you've signed with the Over Horizon radar. And before we get into all that and how this hooks into the World Cup conspiracy with the World Cup, And again, in your presentation, it laid it all out perfectly. I know you had an hour and a half. Then we've got about 45 minutes here today with actual program time. But, Tex, I mean, this is also, you had media reports where they're even mentioning this, go into the cerebral cortex, cut out certain areas, then program with memory nodes a new understanding. And you talked about loving Big Brother and the tears streaming down your face suddenly.
That's right. These nanorobots, literally, some can go up into your brain, can be ordered to do this now with a computer program from a remote long distance. They could cut off a certain part of your cerebral cortex and transplant, you know, other bioflesh-type materials. Remember, electronic circuitry has now been married through genetic engineering to human tissue. So it's not going to be rejected. And literally, you'll be a new person. Now, unfortunately, you know, there's a benefit. Some people will say, hey, you know, while you could have the Encyclopedia Britannica instantaneously go online in your brain. Well, that sounds wonderful. But you could also have a knowledge module inserted by these nanorobots who will cause you to love Big Brother.
Now, Tex, we've got a break. 2 weeks ago, I aired the last speech that Aldous Huxley gave, Brave New World author.
Hmm.
And, you know, his brother was high in the socialist cabinet.
Right.
And he talked about visiting in the early 60s, in the speech, the British psych wards. They already had people with wires hooked into their brain with a tiny transmitter, and when they felt depressed, they would just press the button and they'd feel okay. Now, that's 1960.
Back, we will talk about Dr. Jose Delgado of Yale University Medical School and what his plan was.
We'll be right back with Tex Mars. Stay with us. Hey, the New World Order theme song. Hurting us with their SWAT teams, their face scanning cameras, and now their nanotech. Coming up pretty quick, we'll get into the World Cup conspiracy and how this all ties together and what they admit with their electromagnetic systems, their health waves. This is now out in the open. I'm talking to Professor Tex Mars, best-selling author, you name it. Before we go any further, Tex, I know this is in your new newsletter, and when is that going to be coming out so folks can get a free copy of it?
We're in the process of mailing it. So anyone who calls us just ask for this issue. We'll be glad to send it free of charge. We'll be glad to send this issue called The World Cup Conspiracy. Actually has pictures of these nanorobots that were in the various magazines, you know, artist depictions of what they look like.
What's the number so folks can call and get them?
Alex, people can just call our toll-free number. It's 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Toll-free and say, hey, send me this month's World Cup Conspiracy newsletter. And we'll get an envelope and send it right to them. They don't need to buy a thing.
Also, Tex, you have the great family of websites, conspiracyworld.com. Go through some of the websites for us.
Well, we have conspiracyworld.com, and we have powerofprophecy.com. Now, the feature article of the World Cup Conspiracy will be on both of those websites within another week.
Fantastic. So conspiracyworld.com, powerofprophecy.com, or 800-234-9673. We'll give that out again a little bit later, and I suggest you get a copy of this powerful newsletter.
And by the way, you know, Infowars.com is one terrific website, and you're welcome to put this on there on your website so people can go to your website. That's up to you. You know, Alex, I've really given this a lot of thought, and We have seen such an incredible array of illnesses hitting people. We've got, of course, this hantavirus, some kind of a virus that kills people within days of their supposedly being infected. We have flesh-eating bacteria that has been attacking people at a record stage. We have mad cow disease. I'm beginning to wonder if at least a number of the cases of mad cow disease where something seems to be eating up the brains of people, hantavirus, and some of these others, such as the flesh-eating viruses, they're eating up people, are not viruses at all, but actually are tiny. So tiny, they're smaller than bacteria. They could well be nanorobot type technology.
Now, they admit that these things can, quote, build diamonds, build more nano robots.
Yeah, they say that they're going to actually be able to rebuild the world for mankind by the year 2050. Yeah, build diamonds, build anything. It's just an incredible taking, you know, natural substances, proteins and such. You want a diamond ring, they can build you a diamond ring. Now, anyone, you know, right now people say, well, this is incredible. This is like the sci-fi channel on TV.
Well, 5 years ago we would talk about cloning. Now three clones are being brought to term in three women.
That's right, and we have, you know, you can take the little BlackBerry or the Palm Pilot, put in your hand and talk to people around the world with their picture on the screen. So these things are real, but amazing. I still go back to my friend. What shocks me is 17 years ago he was recruited to work on this super secret project.
And Bill Clinton had the nanotechnology initiative.
That's right, $500 million. We really don't know how much in all, but in just one, they call it the nanotechnology initiative, Bill Clinton set aside $500 million. I believe that's a drop in the bucket as to how much they're spending.
Now they say they've created circuits that are made of a biological material the size of an atom.
Yeah, that's right. That's an atom or a molecule. So one fifty thousandth the diameter of a human hair. So we talk about the Vero chip, you know, being the size of a, you know, grain of rice. At least you can see that. This you will not be able to see anything at all.
Well, Tex, I think it's obvious the technologies we're all seeing today are 20 to 30 years old.
They really are. So now, some people will say, but how are they going to? Okay, so we're all given these things, unbeknownst to us, maybe through a vaccine such as smallpox or whatever, or anthrax vaccine that everyone in the world takes. This is how they get everyone globally under control. But they say, well, you mean we're walking around with these things inside us? That's right. They could be latent. They could be, let's just say, asleep, but ordered by computer somewhere to go to work inside your body.
Absolutely. Tex, we've got a long segment coming up, plenty of time to get into this and tie it in with the World Cup. And it is shocking, ladies and gentlemen, if you could only see the photographs of these systems they're building, these giant World Cup soccer stadiums in Africa, in Korea, in Japan, and what they're tied into, the relationship to nearby military bases. It all ties together.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Friday daytime edition of this worldwide broadcast. I shall return this evening from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. The websites are Infowars.com, which is being radically expanded as we speak, and Infowars.net. We're talking to Tex Mars. Before we go any further, folks, you want to get his latest newsletter, and it's chock full of incredible information to really understand this World Cup conspiracy. You need to have a copy, and it's free. You just heard it. Simply call 800-234-9673. That's toll-free, 800-234-9673. My seventh documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, is now out, and it is a full 144-minute tour de force expose of the history of tyrants using terrorist actions against their populations to corral them into accepting higher levels of tyranny. It is my best work, and you need to order it today. And, of course, your purchase also supports the broadcast, and on top of it, you're authorized and encouraged to make copies of my documentary films for nonprofit educational purposes, Aramon Access TV, you name it. I've got also Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the occult activities of world leaders blown wide open, the police state films, you name it. When you order three or more of any of the seven films, they drop down from $25.95 apiece to $20 apiece, an $18 discount on the three-tape special, a $42 discount if you get all seven of the films. You can order it online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net in our secure online shopping carts, or by simply writing to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. Get involved in the info war today. Know this. This can overwhelm you, this information. But if we don't start speaking out and resisting it, I assure you it'll make it far worse. In fact, Tex, you always make this point. I think it's so important. Can you just briefly, before we get back into the World Cup conspiracy and bring it all together for folks, and the nanotechnologies and the rest of this devilish system, at least the way it's being used is devilish, can you break it down? I mean, if we didn't have power to fight this thing, they wouldn't be so concerned about us.
Well, that's absolutely true. You know, it's so astonishing to me how much resources that our rogue government agents are doing, you know, how much they're using to try to put a stop to us. I mean, for example, just myself here, I've been visited by the FBI, and we're always friendly to the agents when they come. And several times, we've had 4 years. Actually, they audited 3 years, but they did a fourth year just for good measure, just for intimidation, the Internal Revenue Service. That was my ministry. Then they turned around and audited 3 years of my personal taxes. Everything they can to try to delay, impede, prevent us from telling the truth.
And then you sued them, and they finally dropped it.
Yeah, in that particular case, 1 month before we went to court, they just decided, okay, we'll pretend as if we never audited you. You don't have to pay anything. Everything's okay. Let's forget it all ever happened. But, well, after 4 years of harassment, you know, forget it happened, right? So this is what they do to you. But the thing is, though, that's sort of thrilling about it is that people are beginning to believe us. And this is what frightens them. And this is why George W. Bush, he knows about it. Listen, believe me, he knows the name Alex Jones. I believe that. And they're concerned. You know, 40%, a recent poll, 40% of the people do not believe the government story how 9/11 occurred.
Well, actually, Tex, it was 52% in the first poll in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Then they demonized McKinney for a week, and it came down to 51.4%, Tex. I believe we had a phone problem there. Is everything A-okay, Mark? All right, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing, Mark, do you have me? Oh, okay, great. I wasn't sure. I heard some stuff on my end. I thought it might have been the connection we have from Austin, Texas, the great folks up in Minnesota. Probably what happened is their phone lines down at their great office here in Austin, Tex-Mars, probably filled up with folks wanting the free information and probably dump the phone system. That happens with some phone systems. But I am just happy that it was not my line that was dropping. But again, ladies and gentlemen, Texas talks about it. He'll be on a radio show and he'll call in. How dare you? How dare you talk like this? How dare you, you know, talk about all this? And you know, you're a kook, you're crazy. And the Texas goes, well, then why are you so angry? Why are you so upset? Why don't you just laugh at me? You know, why is it upsetting you so much? And years ago, you would have the numbers of people out there, maybe 10, 20% believing the government was corrupt. Now it's more like 80%. So what Tex was bringing up was really central. Mark, what was that you just said? Oh, great. Hey, Tex, somehow the phone line dropped. Right? We were talking about harassment.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. We were talking about the FBI and IRS. And, yeah, the harassment zingo. We lost our phone connection. But in any case, you know, what you were just saying is so true. So many people used to call in on shows like this, and they were just furious about what we were talking about. And they would say, you know, well, how dare you? And this is total nonsense. You're a bunch of wackos. And you're right. The question is, what are you so worried about then? Why are you so angry? Why don't you just laugh about it? Why don't you consider it to be sort of, you know, like King of the Hill or some sitcom if you think it's that funny? Well, evidently, these people, their comfort zones are disturbed. They, too, know something is way off, and they cannot read their newspapers and watch CBS, ABC, CNN, and get the truth. At first, they're in denial. And when your comfort zone is disturbed, people get angry at first and aggravated, agitated, and they call in shows like this one, and they say, oh, this is a bunch of malarkey. Well, what are they so angry about? You see, the fact is, for once, they've had to face the truth. And I'll tell you something. Did you know, Alex, about 2 years ago, there was a meeting of the elite in Europe, and they said that the troublemaking is coming from Americans, both on shortwave radio and on the Internet. And they tried to devise ways that they could stop these messages coming from what they call the American fringe.
No, I remember that report, and it came out in Reuters, and they want their hate speech laws and the rest of it, and we're going to get to the World Cup conspiracy, the crux of it with the nanotech, here in a second. But, you know, it came out in the AP and in Newsmax Monday that the IRS admitted that Bill Clinton ordered the audit of thousands of conservative organizations, and I'm sure that's where the audit came at you from, and you were victorious over that, but I don't want to scare people either. They go after liberals, conservatives, they go after everybody. This system eats its own, and they are panicking because it was actually 52% tax. Some of the news reported 46%,
wow.
But it was 52% buying what McKinney was saying. I mean, that's got to frighten the globalist, Tex.
Yeah, it really does. Of course, McKinney, you know, like you say, she is a socialist, but what she said here was true, and she was viciously attacked. Now the liberal press
and the polls didn't didn't work. In fact, they had one poll that hit 52 over the weekend 2 weeks ago. Then they had demonized her on Wednesday, had another one and pulled the poll when tens of thousands of respondents were saying, "Hey, you know, there should be an investigation of government prior knowledge." We saw what happened at Pearl Harbor. You know, I was talking to one of my friends who's very credible, like a computer guy, and he was telling me that he was on there Wednesday trying to vote, and he could vote no, there shouldn't be an investigation, but he couldn't vote yes, there should be an investigation. So when it went over 50%, they locked it down. People pointed that out. I called the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. They said, oh, yes, there was a malfunction. Suddenly you couldn't vote for the investigation. So look at that, Tex.
There you go. And so right now they cannot understand why it is they cannot control us. You know, they've got all of these multi-billion-dollar media, And yet we're like little gnats out there. Now, I really believe that God wants his people to know the truth in the last days. And that's why we're, you know, it says in the book of Revelation, Alex, that God opens the door and no man can shut it. He opens the door and no man can shut it. Now we have an open door for just a short while. And I think us talking about this World Cup conspiracy today is an example of that open door.
Yeah.
We're going to wake up some people out there. Listen, the whole public is not as stupid as our government thinks it is. We've got some pretty sharp people out there listening today.
Absolutely. And now let's get to it in the last 15 minutes we have, Tex. The digital angel, the Vera chip, they admit on their own website, it's been all over 100 newspapers, 100 TV shows, I mean literally, that the cell tower resonates off of it, and that the chip reflects an ID code number that goes back to the cell tower and is boosted via phone lines to the satellite for tracking, tracing, and buying and selling online purchases. So they admit all of this, just like the nanotech micro robots will need to be communicated with. How do they create big enough global cell tower frequency waves to communicate with those? You raise this in an eloquent fashion, the World Cup conspiracy, and you look at their construction set up, and experts agree, for a giant transmission system in close proximity to military bases. Tell us about it.
Well, first of all, we didn't know the two companies that recently went quote-unquote bankrupt, but believe me, are still in operation, Global Crossing and Enron, had a lot to do with this, and so their bankruptcy is just a sham. Because the Warburg Illuminati Group in Europe took over Enron's major operation with special fiber optic lines across the world. Evidently, Fed China, its corporations are taking over Global Crossing's worldwide fiber optics communication lines. But I believe in technological terms, they have found that the cell towers are not enough. If they're going to inoculate over 6 billion human beings and control each one of us by number so that they know where we're at all times, so they can not only control us, but literally can kill us, literally control us and put us to death at any given time. with nanorobot technology, then they've got to have a better system than just simply cell towers or fiber optic lines. And, of course, they've been working with chemtrails to see if they can somehow electrify the atmosphere. This is what the what it was done in Alaska with HARP, the HARP system. The aurora borealis was electrified. And so the ionosphere there, the entire ionosphere in Alaska, hundreds of miles, was actually made. It became a natural electro-transmitting system and receiving system. Now, but they need more. They have found that they need these transmitters and receiving and so forth with ELF waves that send this into the ionosphere to travel around the globe. They need them in various geographical areas.
Well, Tex, the problem here is they don't just need to get the nanotech robots, which we now know they have, into the vaccines and then activate them with these systems. They're also, Associated Press last week, they want to put, and they already have it at the Texas company, AIDS virus, AIDS vaccine in the protein of the corn. They could put it into the food supply. Please continue.
That's right. And I would assume they're working on that with nanorobots, too. If they're so small, they're small as a virus, you know, it's the size of an atom. They will certainly try to put those in the crops, too. And they're working with these, what they call life sciences now, with the crops to do that. Now, we get back then, though, to how this is going to be electronically controlled with huge computer correlation centers, that's what I call them, around the world. And they have, I think they have developed a unique way to do this. And they've got to disguise these gigantic antennas that are being built around the world. Now, this may sound fantastic, but over in Japan and in Korea, this very year, they built 20 new, just gigantic and luxurious, you might say, athletic stadiums. Now, these are supposedly for the World Cup competitions. Now, those are held every 4 years. Now, remember, these are bigger competitions than our Super Bowl football or our own American Baseball World Series. I don't like to say that, but soccer is the world's number one sport. Nevertheless, remember that Korea and Japan have been undergoing a tremendous and staggering recession, really a depression. Those countries are hurting financially, but suddenly, in close proximity to American military installations, they decided to build 10 huge new World Cup stadiums in Japan and 10 in Korea. Now, this is going to be followed up by 10 in Africa and 10 in Europe by the year 2006.
And Tex, you have photos of these, unlike any domes we've ever seen, with the same design, with weird metal fins sticking off that look like giant transmitters that have nothing to do with even the structure.
That's right. Now imagine 20 World Cup stadiums in Asia and then 20 more in Africa and Germany. They've already got plenty of stadiums in those areas. But now think of this. To build something on the order of this, remember the Superdome, the Astro a dome, the King Dome in Seattle. It takes billions of dollars. And of course, the environmentalists get involved, and there's the money and the...
They don't have any land in Japan.
That's right. They don't have the land, but I actually have pictures. I show in each city where these stadiums are already built. They are already built, and they've only been built in the last year, and they've had the grand opening for them. I believe there is a metallic infrastructure, and then, of course, underground. For stories and stories, there must be equipment and computers. These act as gigantic ELF wave transmitter systems. And now they have to link up around the world in the ionosphere. And that's why they, of course, built our own HARP system in Alaska. And then we have our own military. And, of course, this will connect with all of the fiber optic lines. It will connect with the satellite systems. They will have a total system. And it is, as I understand it, projected by the year 2006 in its completed status.
And again, folks have to see the photos of these new just giant, biggest domes in the world, and they've got all these weird metal discs on top pointing out in odd directions and with huge power lines going to them, and they're just sitting there, and they're building more and more of them, and in close proximity to these military bases, and Tex, I mean, I know you. You wouldn't come out with something if you didn't really have the evidence that it was factual. In fact, look at your book, Project Lucent, you know, the microchips, the face scanning, the national ID cards, everything you wrote about is coming true. Just amazing. And now your book, Circle of Intrigue, which is a bestseller here, is now a bestseller in Turkey about the Illuminati, and it even puts down Islam, and it's still a bestseller.
It is interesting, you know, because people from Turkey go on my website, and I have a number of people, and I've been looking at my website since my book became a bestseller there, and we have audio tape exposés of Islam. We expose Islam as a false religion, and yet somehow, again, God opened the door there and made Circle of Intrigue an exposure of the Illuminati a bestseller in the nation of Turkey, which
Amazing.
Is an Islamic country.
Absolutely. I want to get some final comments and your take on how we defeat this system, Tex, and how we resist it, and more details of the World Cup conspiracy nanotech takeover when we get back. Folks, new millennium concept before we go back to our guest, Tex. And the number to get Tex Mars' free excellent color newsletter is 800-234-9673, or, of course, powerofprophecy.com or conspiracyworld.com. Tex, this system, I mean, we know they have it. We know they need, they have bills out, 2977, where one senator tried to restrict, quote, seismic weapons, earthquake weapons, weather control. They admit they have that. Psychological warfare, they have the Kokomo Hum, Shomertech, military and law enforcement catalog cells, mind control devices for law enforcement now, that where they brag law enforcement uses this to make political speakers become ill. This is all the old 1950s stuff they're talking about, much of it patented in the 1950s. Where do you see all this going? I mean, how do we resist this?
To become educated on these things. And we have to get our minds that we are going to resist, and I believe we can. And I believe the more people, for example, of course we don't want to catch some horrid disease. Of course vaccines may do a good thing, but wait just a minute. Let's check out who are behind these vaccines. What about this Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization that has just been founded? Who is involved in that? Why do we have the United Nations involved in helping to develop various vaccines?
Bill Gates, $24 billion into it, and now they're having to cut their children's arms off in Africa when they take the shot and start dropping dead in mass. There's riots, UN troops forcing the vaccines. This is all a big eugenics program.
I think we need to start asking some very serious questions of our government. And you know what? We need to go over the heads of the news media, and we need to do it. The more and more people that will support an Alex Jones or a Tex Mars or others. I'm not trying to make us into anything, but I simply say we have to have some leaders that will oppose these things and will stand up. And I know you're one of them, Alex, and I appreciate you for that. So people out there, we just need to get aroused. We're going to have to start gathering together in little clubs and organizations. I'm not talking about militias. Don't wear uniforms and all of that, but start meeting together in, you know, in library, meeting rooms and all, and church meeting halls. Let's start talking about these issues. Let's get a network going across this globe. And we've got people in Australia and New Zealand and Great Britain that'll fight with us on these things. They're angry too. They're not going to take it anymore. And I say, no, we're not. I'm not going to be part of this World Cup conspiracy. And let's get the facts out.
Well, again, folks, you can deny this is happening, but that won't make it go away. That won't make Andy Rooney stop saying take microchips. I mean, if this sounds bizarre, what we're talking about, despite all the evidence, Andy Rooney says take a microchip or you're for Al-Qaeda. Again, Tex Mars, thank you so much for joining us, and God bless.
Hey, it's great to be with you. God bless you.
Have a good weekend. Say hi to Wanda for me. All right, and what Tex is saying is, you know, the militia is part of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. It's just so fully demonized that we have a right to defend ourselves and form constitutional militias, but at the same time, put on suits and ties and get down and take control of your local governments. And people in government are getting more and more upset about this. We've just got to fight in a multifaceted fashion. All right, I'll be back tonight from 9 to midnight Central, Infowars.com. God bless you all. Spread the word about the show.